Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast. My name is Luna Gray. If this is your first time listening, welcome. I'm pleased that you're here. If you're back for another week, welcome back. If you like what you hear, a review to help other kinky people find me would be really appreciated. You can follow me on Twitter at LunaTheKitten92, on Instagram at LunaTheKitten. You can join my special Facebook group by searching for Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast. I know it's a mouthful, but I'm sorry. And or joining my special Discord server for podcast people by clicking the link on the top of my Twitter profile. Music is produced by Andre Louis, who's cool and I like him as an artist. So, tell him I said that if you want. So, hi everybody. I just like heard a chorus of people in my head going, "Hi Luna." Okay. The strange things that pop in my head sometimes. All right. So this week seems to be I have an idea for next week's episode. It's going to be not kinky, so skip it if you want, but this week's episode is going to be. So, this week, at least on Reddit, there seems to be a lot of talk about punishments for your submissive. And I'm going to try to help you out. I don't know your submissives, but hopefully these will give you ideas. So, I know some people have said, like, my submissive isn't a masochist, so spankings wouldn't work for her at all. Or they are a masochist and therefore would enjoy the spankings. First of all, if they're not a masochist, a spanking would be a good punishment, I think. Second, if they are a masochist, depending upon how high their pain threshold is, you could hit them harder, and that would be considered a punishment because you're hitting them. Or hit them with something that they don't like to be hit with. So, like, if they're like me and they like stingy things, hit them with a really hefty paddle that thuds as a punishment. You could do, you know, your basic corner time. You could take away an item. You could do all that. Or you could get a little creative and have them. Ooh, here's a creative one I just thought of. This would be interesting. Have them write a sentence. Well, lines probably would be a better idea. Have them write a specific sentence with their hands behind their back, and they have to use their mouse to hold the pen or the marker or the pencil or the whatever and write it with their mouse. Using their mouth, I should say, not with their mouth, because, yeah. That would be interesting. See, sometimes I wish I could see, because that would be interesting to see if I could do it. You could tell them that they could watch their favorite TV show, except they can't see it. They can only hear it. Either put a blindfold on their eyes and make them sit there and watch it, or make them face another direction so that they can't see what's happening. That one was said by a TikToker whose name I can't remember, but he was, I think he was from Scotland or Ireland or one of those places. It's hard to tell. Accents. But that was one that he gave his submissive, and apparently it did the trick. Have them put toothpaste or Vicks vapor rub stuff on their nipples. It burns, y'all. I did it once. That was my punishment once upon a time for Lord only knows what the hell. But, see, it's pretty bad when you don't even remember what you did to get that punishment. You just remember the punishment that you never did it again, whatever it was, for like 15 minutes. That shit hurts. You could... Let's see. Wash their mouth out with soap if they are back talking, or if you don't like cussing a lot, or you know. There's all kinds of ways that you can punish a submissive, but hopefully those are good starting points. But first and foremost, you should communicate with your submissive about what they would like, or, well, maybe not like, because like is not what you should be doing with a punishment, but never, ever, 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 never, ever, ever, ever use a hard limit as a punishment. Hard limits are hard limits and therefore should not be pushed. Ever. Don't do it. So, like, if your submissive doesn't like bugs, don't, it's a hard limit for them. Hello, hi, I'm that submissive. Don't put a bug in their hand and make them hold it for 5 minutes or whatever. Because, first of all, that bug is going to die. I'm going to kill that bug in a matter of seconds. I'm going to kill it and not give a shit about it. Second, no. Just no, don't do that. With anything, it doesn't have to be bugs. So, like, if their hard limit is for whatever reason. Like, I literally saw this on Reddit once. This girl's hard limit thing that, not really, I don't know if it was a hard limit, but she doesn't like, I'm pretty sure it was a hard limit, now that I think about it. She didn't like to touch raw meat with her bare hands. Understandable. I have touched raw meat with my bare hands and it feels weird and I don't like it either. I mean, I would do it, but it, yuck. So, her dom made her, like, make, I think it was like hamburgers or something, and he didn't have her use like the ground, like the already made patty things. He made her use like ground beef that you have to make into patties. So, yeah, don't do that. Let's not be that guy or girl. Okay, let's just not. So, communicate with your submissive and tell them, ask them what their hard limits are so that you know, hey, I can't use this as a punishment because it's a hard limit. But, you know, if a sub doesn't like something but they're okay with doing it, then okay, do it. But if a sub says that they don't like to do a thing and it's a hard limit, don't ever do it. Ever, ever, never. Unless they tell you, hey, you know how I said this thing was a hard limit and I don't ever want to do it? Well, I might want to try it once. But don't just like think that, oh, okay, they want to try it, so the next time that they misbehave, I'm going to use it as a punishment because they said they want to try it. No, don't do that. Maybe, you know, do it in a scene or whatever. I don't really like scene or session. Do it in a I can't really find a word I like. Scene makes it sound like you're in a movie, and session makes it sound like you're like in therapy, and BDSM should never be used as therapy, and that's a whole other topic. But yeah, use it when you're having fun with your submissive, okay? There. That's a long way of saying it, but so yeah, use it when you're doing that, but don't just think that, oh, my submissive wants to try, like, a thuddy paddle, so I'm going to use it as a punishment. No, maybe don't do that. So, that's my advice, that's my tips, that's my tricks. If you have any you would like to share, or a word that isn't scene or session or something that makes it sound like you're playing with a toy, like a little kid's toy, you can voice message me on anchor.fm/subheart, and maybe I'll feature it and we can talk about it, because that would be kind of fun, I think. You can also tweet it at LunaTheKitten92, Instagram, LunaTheKitten. You can join my special Facebook group and talk about it over there by searching for Through the Eyes of a Submissive Heart podcast. Or you can join my special podcast Discord server. Hey, I actually said it without messing it up. By clicking the link on my Twitter profile and, you know, doing the things and accepting the invitation and coming to say hi. Because we'd love it if you said hi. It's quiet over there. So yeah. That's my tips. Those are my tricks. Hopefully, you'll find something that you like as a punishment. And submissives, hopefully, you will find something that will teach you that you did bad. And never to do it again. Please, don't make the same mistake twice. Okay, so that's what I gotta say about that. Until next time, stay safe, stay kinky, be a positive member of your BDSM community, and let's keep filling the world with hearts. Bye!